Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the posh confines of the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com or their actual store location along 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. They have outstanding selection of golf carts from Yamaha, not to mention ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, scooters. Holy cow, they've got it all. Go-karts. I might have said go-karts already. And the list goes on and on. Head over to Impact Power Sports. Thank you so much for your support in helping take care of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Got a number of other amazing sponsors that I'll get to a little bit later on, including Berlin Raceway, where I will be on Saturday. And the star-studded lineup of people that will be joining me continues to grow. I've got Pooh Bear, Kevin Kuypers, Cutie Patootie. We're down the street. Ben Glaze and his lovely better half will be there. Sarah Rookruck Roosh, audience member, a volunteer leader of the Great Food Giveaway and All Things Amazing will be there. So it's turning out to be quite a spectacle. Races start at 4 p.m. at Berlin Raceway. This is their 75th year there. And so excellent. You've just got some outstanding things upcoming. You can get tickets for $14 up until midnight on this Friday, the 16th of May. That's why it's so important to buy them online, because as soon as the clock strikes 12, you cannot get that deal anymore. But leading up to the day of at like 12 or 1201 or whatever the fuck, the tickets are $14. Get them at berlinraceway.com. I guess it would precisely be midnight is what I'm trying to tell you. Okay. I'm going over my notes because I just talked to the good folks over at Berlin, the multi-talented Andrew Postma, outstanding young man. And he's tipping me off about the things going on at Berlin Raceway. Tickets 14 and under, or I should say kids 15 and under, get in for free. Parking is free. You can bring a 12 by 18 cooler with all your snacks and soft drinks in it. No bottles, no glass. At the world famous Berlin Raceway. Excuse me, throat issue. You know me. Thank God I've got the cough drops. Well, now, last night, it truly was a humdinger of a storm that blew through where I am in West Michigan. In fact, there are 200, well, at least as of 6 a.m. this morning, 200,000 people without power. The power outages were confined to the areas I mentioned, the west, southwest areas of Michigan. There were tornadoes on the ground minutes away from where we are here right now. This was a legitimate medium and up risk of tornadoes in the middle of the night. Those are always terrifying, a nighttime tornado just blowing in. So, okay, we were laying in bed last night, and we had our eye on the radar, and you're like, you know, getting the predictions of when the storm will be coming through, and it's a big front of all red and fuchsia, and it looks intense as it leaves Lake Michigan and starts to make land. I've got people that live on those coastal communities, and I'm like, okay, how is it? And they said, not great. Tornado sirens. We have to take cover. Like, oh boy. Okay, so you know that's just a handful of miles away. So it's coming, and then so I go outside, and it hasn't yet hit, but it's rolling in. And I notice that the flashing never stops in the clouds. It's just like bombs blowing up. And you can hear it boom, 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 boom. And it's not stopping. It's a constant rumble. It's that level of intensity. It isn't like just a few strikes of lightning here and there. It's all cloud to cloud. None of it's hitting the ground. But it's nonstop. So that's awesome. So I'm like, oh, yes. I love these. It's such a weird thing to be excited about something that can kill you. I mean, imagine that. Can you imagine if you're like outside of a school that's starting to get shot up and you're going, oh, yeah. I mean, you would never do that ever. But yeah, there I was. I'm like, oh, my God, it's coming. It's going to be fucking awesome. Yes, yes. So first I'm laying in bed, and Madison, who's a nervous little Nelly, she's like, yeah, I'm hearing that it's not good. We better, are we going to take cover? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, maybe. Ben Glaze is here. He says, I love how we talked shit about this storm and then it hit. He's referring to last night on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We had a glimpse at this patch of storms, and it looked like it was missing us, you know? And we're like, yeah, what are they worried about? Those fucking assholes. And then, like, a little bit of time passed, and then this new line of storms kind of popped up out of nowhere. It's like, oh! So that's all developing, and I'm laying in bed, and it's probably like 9:30. We're not quite in the danger zone. But then I kind of go downstairs, and I'm getting word that different areas inland are getting tornado warnings, meaning the clouds are actually rotating or a tornado is on the ground. I go outside, and it's just starting to get shitty where I'm at. I'm like looking at the sky, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? What is going on? And then about a mile away, they've got this monster horn, siren, and it goes off. And you can hear the Doppler as it's spinning, so it gets a little quieter. And then, Adam Balboa says, I was so hoping for a good NFK freakout story. Or I am so hoping. Stevie says, it was so loud by my house that I could barely hear the sirens. So And at the same time, I get an alert. Everybody got the same alert around here. Take cover. 80 plus mile an hour winds. You will get that. Now, I don't think we saw 80 plus mile an hour winds. I was kind of expecting more. So, once that one hit, I'm like, okay, we are going to go into the basement. Let's go ahead and get the dogs, round up the dogs. And then I have to, I'm like, boy, I gotta get the NFK up. And I open up the door. I go, Kevin, get up. There's a tornado warning. We have to go downstairs. He doesn't speak, but he does get up. And he had a look on his face. He reveals a lot with his face. Like in the morning, first thing in the morning, and at this moment too, he has a look on his face like he just smelled shit. It's always like this. And it just says, I hate you. So I got to help his ass down the steps. And I go, okay, just have a seat here. We're just going to wait this out. Phone rings. It's Jim. Now, Jim is in a goddamn mobile home. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is a bad thing. So I'm like, he goes, we're coming over. I go, you better hurry. It's coming. So I don't know this, but he's got, I didn't even think about it. He had to get two cats, put them into the carriers, get the dog, get the kids, and take off. Alan says, how much arm flapping went on? I wish I had something diabolical that happened in the world of NFK, but this is there's really nothing that happened other than he just looked like he was going to kill me. Stand by. So, Jim gets over. They really mobilized quickly and got their shit together and got here quick. And that was awesome. God, having a bad throat day. So now their dog is neurotic. Darla wants to meet him, the dog. They haven't really. It's this dog's kind of reactionary to other dogs. Name is Lola. So everything is fucked. Long story short, we're good. It's time to go home. Okay. We have gotten, the thing has moved through. There literally were tornadoes that touched down. I haven't heard about damage or anything. Fear Bunker North was spared this time. No damage up there. Everything is fine. But probably the best, I mean, it was chaotic. There's no question. Okay. Nick says, I built my house with homemade oak timbers, double layer floors and walls. I slept through the storm. You didn't even know it was happening. My God, how is that even possible? What is that? So if you built your house with homemade oak timbers and double layer floors and walls, does that mean are you suggesting it's soundproof or it won't fall? Because I think a tornado would see your oak timbers and raise you 300 mile an hour winds. What are homemade oak timbers? Jeremy asks. Did you grow the trees? And Nick says, yeah. Nick is such a hillbilly. He had a sawmill. He grew the goddamn trees, fell the trees, and then ran them through the sawmill to make the oak timbers. That is the most hilljack thing I have ever heard in my fucking life. Wow. That's like the type of thing that I'm surprised that you haven't like told anybody about that earlier. I that would be the first thing I would tell people when I meet them. Hey, how you doing? I'm Nick. Nice to meet you. Yeah, nice to meet you. Hey, did you know that my house has homemade oak timbers? Like, I grew that oak. My God. Nick strikes me as the type of guy who, in his homemade oak timbers home, he can completely live off the land for like 30 years. Like, if we get to like a dystopian society, he'll be all set. That's impressive. Rebecca says that's not hilljack. That's fucking talent and patience. And that's very cool. Oh, I know, but that's definitely hilljack. Hilljack is not all bad. You have to understand. Hilljacks are crafty individuals. They are of the earth. They do a lot. Hilljacks work hard. They party hard. And they have sex with their siblings hard. There is no doubt. I mean, I invented the term hilljack. I know what a hilljack is. And Nick has the look. I mean, he's a hilljack. He'd tell you that himself. Look, no one in this audience is going to tell me the definition of a term that I invented. Megan says hilljacks are different from those living north of the hard living line, correct? They can be. Well, yes, they are, but hilljacks can live amongst us or with the HLLs. Okay. So, and Ben says, are there hill jills? Well, I guess if you want to screw around with the term, you could refer to people as hill jills. And that works because it rhymes. But thank you, Megan. Hilljacks definitely are different than those who just, you know, live north of the HLL. Impoverished, you know, horrible individuals. Nick says they're known as hill betties, the hilljacks. So hill jills, hill betties, all the terminology kind of works there. Nick, more on his great cabin building or whatever the fuck. I grew up building my parents' giant log home with the same sawmill. I was an only child, so I had to branch out. So basically, you've got this enormous blade. It's like an enormous table saw. And the fucking oak tree goes through, and you're cutting your timber to size and getting it prepared to actually be the building materials of the home. Nick says, I'm in Ionia County. It's the central hard living area. All right. This is all, I mean, very revealing about Nick's. About Nick and his skills. Nick's. The name of the mill, according to Nick, is a Woodmiser LT40. I got to see the Woodmiser LT40.
This is Wix Studio, built to meet any brief. Right, when your project calls for bold creativity.
Okay, now this is how you do it. This is what Nick did right here. Amanda with a good joke. In this scenario, I would have been Johnny Cash's brother and killed myself accidentally. No way. You're stout. It would have stopped the blade. Okay, this guy, this is not hard living life. This is serious money just for the wood alone, not to mention the heavy equipment. Okay, so then you got it on there, and you take a big log like this. This is exactly what Nick had to do. I can't sit through a 20 fucking minute video of it, so I'm just bouncing around showing you how the fucking thing works. There you go. Now that's the wood miser. They're getting ready to cut it. That's it. That's not as impressive as I thought it was. I thought it was going to be more hardcore than that. Would do this. He would cut his timber, and then away he'd go. You gotta feel like a pretty crafty soul with the ingenuity to pull that off. I mean, you can't be a dummy and do that. You know, women are attracted to that. You know, especially hillbillies, when they see a guy who has the know-how and the wisdom to handle that material and then come up with the planning for the architecture. Because Nick, no doubt, just kind of like, he probably didn't even have a plan. He just started building and it just turned out fucking perfect. Now, I don't have any attributes like that. Okay? Nick does. Now, when you have those skills like that, you can be attractive to almost any woman. And what's good about that is they're attractive to that. And that's excellent because Nick looks like a retarded caveman. And chicks don't see that when these skills kind of like overpower the general disgustingness of his, you know, bathing habits, taking care of his skin, shit like that. Okay, if you were to compare him with his horrible orc-like features and his skill, that puts him at like a 8 to 10 in any woman's book. And that's fantastic, you know. I could only dream of having such abilities. Now, what I don't have in the ability to build homes like in a weekend, and Nick probably got all those materials in like an hour, and by Saturday morning at 10 a.m., the house was done, and he was banging some broad in the house by Saturday night. That is not my skill set. I go with hair, a wit, and wisdom, of course, and just overall knowledge of ridiculous things. But I think the most important thing is the ability to bullshit my way through 2 hours of broadcast on a daily basis. That, I think, is the only thing that I can hang my head. I don't even have the ability to clean this goddamn room. Okay? Something else that Nick does is he doesn't brag. I mean, he's actually quite a quiet fuckhead, really. And it's taken this long for him to make this big, as the kids say, of a flex. Linda suggests a quality speaking voice. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Likewise. Jeremy says, your skill set is acquiring very small materials to bring to someone to build you something. Exactly. Chris says, don't forget Slaughter the Turks, Master Chef. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this story. I think I mentioned part of it. The part of the story from over the weekend when I had to go to Madison's and push the one button and she couldn't bring home the bed frame. It's too big, Dad. I can't. We've got too much stuff in the bed of your truck. I go, just collapse the bed frame. Metal bed frame, those two little metal buttons that fit into the opening on the other end of the cross. Just undo it. It's simple. It won't. It's welded. No, it's not. Push the fucking button, and it's simple. Some of them don't even have a button. This one did. You just depress it, pushy, and then these cross beams fucking collapse. I go get it after she told me it and took it home. And I said to her, I go, so I need to stress to you, because you and the six roommates of this house couldn't figure it out. Did you look at it? Yeah, wouldn't work. I go, I know, but did you really look at it and kind of get the lay of the land on this, how this is working? What it has to come undone. You can see the hinge. It's not a big bit of manipulating to make this thing do what it's supposed to do. It's not hard. I go, you got to learn to, I think you need to improve that in your development into adulthood, which you are in right now. You need to not like throw your hands in the air like you just don't care and call somebody to do it. You gotta look at it and figure this shit out. Simple. She goes, I have a lot of skills. I go, okay, I know. And she starts listing them off, and I don't remember what she said. But the one thing she did say is she goes, I know how to drive my oil to the drive my car to the oil change place. I go, that, and she was serious. I go, that's not a skill. She goes, I can cook.
I'm like, why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Okay. Yes, you can cook what you're capable of cooking, which is reading the ingredients on a box or reading the directions on a box, like mac and cheese or ramen. And I'm not bashing her. She's not supposed to know this shit. Jeremy said she didn't say poise under pressure, which, by the way, she was actually, everything was happening so fast last night that I think she kept the car between the lines somehow. My sweet grandson came over, and he was panicking. You know, He has autism, so he didn't know whether he was coming or going. And so I go, come on in, come on in. And everybody kind of like was there, and I had him. And I go, come on, let Papa pick you up. And I pick him up, and he's crying. He goes, my tummy, I'm going to throw up. I need a bowl. I go, we got a bowl. I go, if you got to puke, you just puke right on me. No big deal. No big deal. We don't care about a little puke. We're going to get you downstairs. And he's so upset, and I'm holding him tight. And he doesn't like the dogs because they jump on him. So I go, okay, buddy. And I got like this, you know, downstairs I have a full, like a bar. And I put him on the bar. And I go, this is where we're going to hang out. We're just going to look at our iPad up here, and then the dogs won't get you. And he was good. He was good. I like taking care of him. Ben Glaze says, in the words of Madison, hey, Dad, I have a skill. I can breathe. Rebecca's dog, Hank, was panicking. I love Hank forever. Starman says, I'm planning my retirement by banking on these kids not knowing anything. Cole says she's going to be a counselor. Her advice, did you try calling your dad?
Oh, my God.
Tyler points out four very big truths. Easy as a master of four things. Speaking, humility, forgetting names, and picking up sticks. Yeah. You're goddamn right. I'll be picking up sticks next week, and I can't wait. Stevie says, both my dogs were sleeping through most of the storms. They did not care. I anticipated trouble. I was looking at that radar, and then at about the time, Bob says, hot tub and basement bar? It's not like we use it for anything. It collects things. And grandkids. What was I going to say? Oh, shit. I was going to mention something. I fucking forgot. God damn it. I hate when I do that. Oh, looking at the radar, and I go, this might be bad. And then all of a sudden, army crawling up between Diana and I is Big O'Neill. I go, hey, big fella. He's like, ears go up. I don't hear it at this point, but he can tell there's thunder coming. He can see it and feel it somehow, whatever. It's far enough away we can't hear it, but he can. He knows it's coming. Looking all around. And the next minute, Bruce, same thing. He's looking at O'Neill like, get the fuck, move the fuck over. They're going to protect us. I'm like, let's go downstairs. Let's get the fuck out of here. So Jim is getting ready to leave. He's got two cat carriers. We're all in the garage. It's still pouring down rain. They're going to make the big push off into their vehicle and go home. Where the danger is over, but it's still raining. And it's still thunder and lightning. And it's all like rumbling, boom, 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 constant. But then a big crack hits, and it was loud. Whammo. And Pooh Bear screams. And she's this far away from Jim's ear. And I see all this go down, and I don't say a word, okay, when this happens. It would happen so fast. She screamed at the top of her lungs because it frightened her. And Jim goes, how did he say it? First of all, he goes, he kind of like, he jumps and he goes, what the fuck is wrong with you? You goddamn animal. And she puts her hand over her face. And she goes, I'm sorry. I'm scared of thunder and lightning. It scared me. And he goes, that scared me more than the explosion. Oh,
fuck was he scared? He was so pissed. Oh. Oh, no. And I just like, and then my grandkids are just looking up at him, and Aubrey's like, the fuck, dude. She sent me a screenshot today of a conversation she had with him. Sorry I scared you last night. He writes, LMFAO, I don't think I've ever been more scared. That got me good. Like the worst I've ever been scared. If someone put a gun to my head, I'd be less scared. All right. NFK goes to bed. He just sat there for 40 minutes with her, an hour with this fucking I'm going to kill you look on his fucking face. I was like, dude, get that fucking look off your face. Soften your fucking features. I'm trying to take care of you, you fuck. Jesus Christ. Not exactly a perfect scenario. Got a goddamn thunderstorm and tornadoes crashing down on everybody. Tyler says, are the grandkids scared of the NFK? I would be. I don't know. I want to like pull him aside. Yeah, stay away from him. I don't know what he's capable of. He might be into you. Ugh, no, I take that back. I'm not saying that. We get to bed. The dogs are so stressed. Panting like crazy. So this is like after 11. It wasn't until 1. Until it was actually time to go to bed because Darla was just acting like a psychopath. She kept getting down, up, down, up, down, up, off the bed. And finally, I'm like, all right, I'm going to take her outside. But she didn't want to go outside. She wanted to go downstairs. She wanted to make sure everybody was gone, I guess. So I take her downstairs, does not go outside, goes all the way down to the basement, looks around. No one's there. Goes upstairs, gets back in bed. It immediately goes to bed. But then fucking fidgety is all fucking get out. You ever have that when you're laying down with your dog and your dog's having a fucking fidget fest? It's like, leave the stop fucking moving. Shit. Dog eventually goes to sleep. 1 a.m. Then I had a bizarre ass dream. It was so damn real. I woke up. It was a fucking nightmare. And in the dream, Pooh Bear comes walking up to me. She looks at her phone and she goes, serious as a heart attack. My brother died. What? Yeah. She had a dream that the NFK passed away. It's horrible. So I wake up this morning to do whatever I do. And I'm like, he then got up a little. I think, thank God he's up. Thank God he's up. Because if he took a dirt nap after I had that dream, I mean, that's some cosmic shit, right? That's some cosmic shit going down. In fact, there's a window of time where if there's a dirt nap in store, if it happens within the next however long, I don't know the time frame. I can't really pinpoint it. You have to say at that point that I've got some skills. Goddamn prophecy. Starman is here. Welcome. So glad you guys are all right, because a good portion of the audience is in this area where this storm took place. But we made it, so I was happy with that. I'm happy we're alive. Thank you so much for being part of this show. If you are watching on Facebook and YouTube, I'm about to kick you out on this Friday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. But there is plenty more show, and it's available on Twitch. So you go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and just search @@EricZaneLive. And then, once you follow the page, once you subscribe, it then lets you know that, hey, Easy's doing a show. If you want to get the show on Twitch without commercials, link up your
Amazon Prime account and you get it, you get that for free. You have to do that every month, though. Resubscribe. Some folks just pay to like be subscribed to it if you don't have Amazon Prime. Why would you do all these things? Well, if you don't, Amazon gives you commercials. And they just drop in out of nowhere, and it's a real pain in the ass. All right, so that's what I do on Twitch, part of the free platform. The audio of what I'm doing right now, available everywhere. After it gets done, I post it. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. You can find it on Spotify and whatever other platforms you use. I'm on all of them. Just search Eric Zane Show Podcast, and then you can get the audio if that's your thing. Some people just like listening to the audio. I don't care how you consume the show. If you want to say hello, you can reach out to me, Eric at ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. I do cameos, cameo.com/Eric Zane. I haven't done one in forever, but if you want to hire me, it's $20. If you want any workplace encouragement, maybe a little pep talk, maybe an announcement, maybe it's a happy birthday wish for somebody, or a marriage proposal, or a breakup. Somebody you can't stand. You want me to break the bad news to them? I'll do that shit. $20. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. And of course, Patreon. Oh, my God. Last night, I got to do a little review here, but and I'll do that in just a second. But Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You get 7 days free. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane to get all of my content. Totally different platform than this one that I'm on right now. And on that, I've got the shows, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, the daily Patreon bonus podcast, the Lost Zane recordings, the Something to Listen to While I'm Away shows, which go way back to the mid-2000s. And also, Who Are These Free Beers? Which we had another episode of that last night. That was show number 55 of that show. So that's all on Patreon. You can sign up for 7 days free there. You get the 7 days. Once that expires, you can either cancel it, which is no problem to do, or just keep it going. $5 a month for the audio, $10 a month for the audio, video, live streams. And first crack at all new material. If you want a full year, you can pay for it all at once. I'll take 10% off of the cost. So if you're an audio-only Patreon member, you get it for a year and save 10%. What was $60 for a year is now $54. If you do tier two, what was $120 for a year is now $108. So I have options for you. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. And it's important to note that yesterday's show, first off, with Who Are These Free Beers? A lot happening on that show. And Ben and I covered it. God, I just wrote it down because I already published the audio for that show. Let me go over some of the things. Ben features a clip that illustrates Steve's limited ability to summarize the story. Easy and Ben always get a kick out of the Who Cares audio clips that our heroes play and their subsequent lifeless reactions to those clips. Here, I'll even show you this so you can take a look at what I'm looking at. There it is. Who Are These Free Beers? Titled, That's Wild. That's Wild. Steve was successful in removing a bolt from an old vehicle that he keeps in the yard. When I read these things back, it just sounds absurd. I mean, it just sounds like dead-end things to talk about. It continues. When Freebeer cannot contain his excitement to something the gang is talking about, he lets you know by telling you, that's wild. Fact, nothing is ever wild. The guys review a cool FBHW show discussion about the new flavor of Nutella. I know that sounds ridiculous, but that actually happened. Freebeer gets pissed as the crew laughs in his face after he murders the word education. Ben breaks down the show's use of novelty songs to start their trivia game. Easy expands on why Dumber Than Zane trivia was was the great can't miss it bit. Easy and Ben have a short chat about the silly, trite intro songs for Dumber Than the Show trivia. Ben breaks down the segment Mom Catchphrases. Steve was really cracking up during the Mom Catchphrases bit. Ben produced a supercut of Steve's laughing. During some therapy talk, Freebeer was self-triggered. Easy picks apart the show's sentiment that, quote, they've grown. Easy plays the updated Freebeer whiny voice supercut. Maitland tells the story about a video she made in high school that featured puppy dogs. Maitland's story about her video was full of Freebeer bummer jokes, and the gang reviewed a wacky TikTok video that led to a head-scratching story by El Matador. All in the latest edition of Who Are These Freebeers? Get it free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. There you go. I'm going to kick you folks out that are watching on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Christy Noem. Noem. She used to be the governor of one of those Wild West states. I think it was South Dakota. And she's now part of Trump's cabinet. I think she's in charge of, like, deportation. Homeland Security Secretary. She earned the nickname of Ice Barbie. I mean, that was kind of her thing. She's like, look, I want to lead the charge on this. And she's been doing that. Sorry, I'm trying to get a picture of her. And the reason why I'm getting a picture of her, because she's a total babe. Story goes that Christy Noem wants migrants to compete for citizenship on a new reality show. All right. Now, this is the one who Megan says, quit giving her compliments. She killed her fucking dog. Let me get to that. She did do that. And I'm not really sure why she did it again. I forget. I think, wasn't it, the dog was like unruly or something like that? I'm not sure why. It didn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to you. It was horrible. But if you have to get down to brass tacks between an ugly HLLer and Christy Noem doing that terrible thing, the most terrible would be the HLLer. Noem's latest is, I want to do this game show. There is no excuse for her doing that to a puppy dog. I cannot imagine that. But there is no denying the fact that she's a total babe. She is a total babe dog murderer. Okay? So if Pooh Bear divorces me and then Christy Noem bangs on the door and she says, hey, I'm in love with you. Now that you're single, would you consider taking me on? I'm going to say absolutely. Even though you have murdered a dog, come on in. That's how attractive you are. I am willing to look past the fact that you are a psychopath and a dog murderer. That is how attractive you are. You are the sickest person on the planet who I would marry. All right? Now, so many of you are so, like Megan, great question. Would you trust her with your dogs? Absolutely not. No. No way. There is no way. But, so if I come walking in the house and it's dog pieces, she put the dogs in a big cast iron pot and threw 5 hand grenades in there. And I walk into the house and I'm like, hey, what happened to the dogs? And she says, I blew them up. I'd say, oh, well, yeah, that's pretty bad. Can you call Stanley Steamer? We got to clean up this mess. Rebecca, who sent me the story, she says, I would not trust Christy Noem with a pet rock. She says, I'd take Zayek Jessica over her. Okay. What you people aren't understanding, what you're failing to grasp here, is the most important thing about a human being is how they look. Okay? It doesn't matter how corrupted of an individual they may be. If they are attractive, that wins every time. If I have an opportunity to date dog murderer Christy Noem or super rich, ugly lady who shits in her hand and eats it, Christy Noem, 10 out of 10. Okay? That's just the way it is. It's the way people are wired. If any of you don't agree with that, you're lying to yourselves. Anyway, the latest thing is this goddamn reality show. I'm hearing more and more about it. It was just one place was talking about it, the Daily Beast, but I don't know. She wants the U.S. citizenship process to play out in front of the cameras. Noem, Ice Barbie, has been working with writer and producer Rob Warsoff to pitch the reality show The American, where immigrants will compete in a string of challenges across the country for the honor of fast-tracking their way to U.S. citizenship. You may laugh at this. You may think this is terrible, and it is. But the people that will be competing for it, they would love this. That's how much people from that part of the world want to be part of America. And I, you know how I feel. All of these people should be given the grace to get citizenship quite easily with kind of like a amnesty program right now. Again, easy day one. The easy amnesty program. All people who have been in this country illegally but can prove that all they've been doing is working and raising their families and being productive, amazing citizens here, they get amnesty and they will be given, they are allowed to go through the process of becoming U.S. citizens. That simple.
But since that is not the case, and all of the babies are being rounded up and either killed or taken to El Salvador to be in that prison by this woman, this psychopathic, puppy-killing, gorgeous, gorgeous piece of flesh, we have this. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be here for it. I don't know if I'd necessarily watch it because I don't watch anything, but I'd be following. And if I watched it even once, I'd be like, well, this is incredible.
All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.